Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And today I'd like to share with you the true story of what the Lord can do with a 100-ounce bar of silver. Now, I've never really spent any time thinking about 100-ounce bars of silver until I got an email last week from Tom Gagan, the Vice President for Ministry Advancement with the Friends of Israel. And I'll tell you more about what he said in just a second. But you know, the Bible has a lot to say about silver. The word silver is used in the New King James Version a total of 285 times. Did you realize that? 267 of those are in the Old Testament and 18 in the New Testament. And boy, you could preach a lot of different messages in a series just on what the Bible says about silver. James, in his New Testament epistle, warned those whose gold and silver were corroded, and their corrosion would then be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. He said in James chapter 5, verse 3, when he was speaking to the rich, and he said, "You have heaped up treasure in the last days." Well, that's certainly a negative reference to the idea of silver. But more positively, we could talk at length about how you can use silver here on earth for godly purposes, couldn't we? The Bible speaks about that as well. The Hebrew Bible has much to say about giving offerings of silver. And silver was used, of course, in the building of the tabernacle and later of the temple. God can use silver, and silver can be used even further as an illustration of the works that we do in the name of Christ that will receive eternal reward when we stand at his judgment seat. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:12 that we can build on the one foundation that has been laid, which is Jesus Christ. We can build on that foundation with gold and with silver, and with precious stones to earn eternal heavenly rewards. And Paul said again in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verses 20 and 21, that in a great house there are vessels of gold and silver, vessels for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Now, you're wondering, why all this talk about silver? Well, again, let me get back to what Tom Gagan said in his email when he informed me that, as one of the most recently hired ministry representatives that have come on board with Friends of Israel, and I'm sort of quoting from his email here, just adapting a few things a little bit, "I am the recipient in my account with the Friends of Israel of a sizable sum of money. It's one of the largest, if not the very largest, single gift that we've received to date, because a 100-ounce bar of silver was given in an estate to be sold and was given to go to my support with Friends of Israel." And there's just a few other details to the story. But the bottom line, as Tom explains it, is there's no one to thank but the Lord, and we thank the Lord for this gift, and our brother in heaven who recently passed away and left this in his estate. And he said, "Thank our brother in heaven when we get there." You know, as I think about this dear brother who has died and gone to be with the Lord, I think about another passage of Scripture, which is the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 13. And I'm always amazed at this verse, and I know that it has a specific interpretation in its place, in its context, in the book of Revelation, as it's dealing with some things that are happening at a certain point in the future 7 years of tribulation. And yet, it's one of those verses that, on its face, really makes a point that we can apply really across any time. John observes in verse 12 of Revelation 14, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." And he's talking about those who are dying in the midst of the turmoil of the second half of the coming tribulation. But then John hears a voice in verse 13 of Revelation 14. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works follow them. Once you die and leave this world and go to be with the Lord, you can no longer do any works in this life that will earn reward at the judgment seat of Christ. However, I think an implication of this verse is that you can leave behind resources that can continue to make an impact in the lives of people here on earth, that can continue to build up, if you will, the works that you have achieved in your lifetime and continue to multiply their effectiveness and earn the Lord's approval, and that will earn reward at the judgment seat of Christ. And so I think that that is what this dear brother has done in leaving 100 ounces of silver to my account with the Friends of Israel. I don't know who it is. I don't know who the family is. I have no idea. But I'll meet him in heaven. I'll thank him there. I thank the Lord. And I just wanted to share with you what God can do with 100 ounces of silver. And so this man, being dead, yet speaks. The resources accumulated in his earthly life are still making an impact, and they will continue to reverberate and to accomplish things that please the Lord, even though he is already now absent from the body, present with the Lord, enjoying the glories of heaven. Well, that certainly was an encouragement to me, and I hope that telling the story here briefly encourages you. And of course, you know that our work with the Friends of Israel does require us to raise financial support, and even more importantly, prayer support. So we ask for your prayers, and if God so moves your heart, we also invite you to be part of our financial support team and join in helping us to be able to do the great work that God has called us to do with the Friends of Israel. Because remember, friends, you are the Friends of Israel, and without your support, prayer support, financial support, interest, involvement, we will not be doing any of the things that we believe God has called us to do without the help of God's people like you. So we invite you to see our page at foi.org/sharf if you'd like to give financially. And if there's a way that I can serve you or help you or be of any kind of assistance or answer any questions that you have, please send me an email at pscharf@foi.org. Well, again, this is Paul Scharf for the Friends of Israel. I hope that this short audio was a blessing to you today. Thanks so much for joining me. God bless you, friends.